Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Operation Sindoor and India's multi-pronged diplomatic outreach. The participants are Skand Ranjan Tayal, former ambassador, and Tina Jha, journalist.
Following the decisive message sent through Operation Sindoor to the terror groups and those harboring these terrorists, India has now launched a bold diplomatic initiative. 7 all-party delegations are set to travel to key global capitals to expose Pakistan's terror nexus and reinforce India's zero-tolerance policy on terrorism. Joining us today is Ambassador S.R. Tayal, former diplomat. Ambassador, this marks an extraordinary moment. India is sending out all-party delegations, combining political leaders and seasoned diplomats. How do you interpret the strategic thinking behind this kind of an unprecedented outreach?
Yes, it is unprecedented because 7 delegations, all-party delegations, along with some very senior retired diplomats, ambassadors, would be going to 33 countries in 7 delegations to project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Now, the background is, which our listeners must appreciate, that after that horrific massacre of innocent civilians on 22nd of April in Pahalgam, all our friendly countries sympathized with us. Some of them condemned this terrorist attack. Some of them expressed concern. And many of them said that all the countries stand together when there is a fight against terrorism. But when India took resolute action and attacked the terror factories in Pakistan, then unfortunately, very few countries really saw it as an attack on terrorism, and they immediately transformed it into an India-Pakistan issue, refused to condemn, criticize, or name Pakistan, and started advising both India and Pakistan to exercise restraint.
Right.
Of course, that was noted by us. Only Israel very clearly, firmly, and openly came in favor of India. So the attempt of these 7 delegations will be going to 33 very carefully chosen countries, which have all the members of the permanent members of UN Security Council, except, of course, China.
Yes.
All the present non-permanent members of UN Security Council, except, of course, Pakistan. And also the incoming non-permanent members of Security Council who will be joining on 1st of January 2026.
So, Ambassador, how hopeful are you? And do you believe that this kind of an outreach will help move the needle on how the global powers perceive Pakistan's role in cross-border terrorism?
Foreign policy, of course, is made by the government of the day. But there is a civil society, there are think tanks, there are academics, there are influential journalists, and there is public opinion. So this attempt on our side, of course, our embassies abroad also have an outreach to all these influential sections of the society. But a high-level delegation having very well-known former ministers and persons who are eminent in their own right has its own stature, has its own weight, and I'm sure our embassies will be very carefully working on which groups this delegation will interact with. They will all be influential people, influential groups. And this is an attempt to pitch this message, the reality, the barbaric face of terrorism in Pakistan to our friendly countries. And also, I'm sure some evidence will also be given. Of course, the background will be given, how the hijacking of the plane in the 1998, all those people who were released in Kandahar are in Pakistan. How after 26th November 2008, there's horrible attack in Mumbai, where more than 180 innocent civilians, including so many foreigners, were killed. And their incontrovertible evidence was given to Pakistan and to international community, because the calls of these terrorists with their handlers in Pakistan, they were intercepted. But Pakistan did not take any action against them. I think the message which was very forcefully given by our Prime Minister, that it is a new normal, that India will take resolute action, unilateral action, against the factories of terrorism, wherever they are in Pakistan. Any terrorist attack in India will be considered to be an act of war. I think our friendly nations and all of them will be clearly told and conveyed and explained not to take this warning coming from our Prime Minister lightly, that it is like an early warning to the global community, to the international world, that, well, all right, we shall sought your help. Now India will take direct action, resolute action, and decisive action. And Prime Minister also very clearly said that we will not be cowed down by nuclear blackmail. So all these messages will be conveyed very, very clearly and directly at various levels of policy making, as well as all those sections of the society, academics, journalists, think tanks, former diplomats, strategic thinkers, ex-army people, who can understand the gravity of the situation and the resolve of the people of India, the government of India, to fight terrorism to the end.
So while the aim and objective of sending these 7 delegations to different parts of the world is to showcase a united stand against terrorism, but there are some domestic concerns which are being raised about the manner in which Pakistan was informed prior to Operation Sindoor, and which perhaps there are concerns that may have caused damage to some of our military assets. Tell us about what the protocol is when a country carries out an operation at the military level, and in this case, when Operation Sindoor was carried out in response to the Pahalgam terror attack, which specifically targeted only the terror infrastructure.
Normally, there is a hotline between the Directors General of Military Operations of countries who may have some kind of a friction, and India and Pakistan also have that. And after an incident, or if there is anything major, that is conveyed through this hotline. Now, this allegation that any information was about the attacks of 7th May morning on terrorist targets was conveyed by India to Pakistan is totally wrong. This has been clarified very clearly by Foreign Secretary Sri Vikram Mishra yesterday, that after the attacks on the factories of terrorism on the early hours of 7th, then Director General of Military Operations contacted his counterpart in Pakistan and conveyed that our strikes have been only against the terrorist factories. They have not targeted Pakistan army establishments or any civilian establishments. So if you want, we can stop the matter here and there need not be any escalation. But if you respond in any way, then India will go to any limit. So from the beginning itself, it has been very clear in all our statements at every level that India's fight, India's action is against terrorism. But of course, now Prime Minister has very clearly conveyed that India's future actions will not only be against terrorist factories and terrorist organizations, but all their protectors and supporters and financiers in Pakistan also.
Absolutely. We hope this explanation from you, also the decisive statement from the Foreign Secretary, will put to rest all concerns which are being raised with regard to India informing Pakistan about Operation Sindoor. Ambassador, what role do strategic partnerships such as that we have forged with the United States, countries like France and Israel, play in reinforcing India's diplomatic edge in countering terrorism?
India has strategic partnerships, special strategic partnerships, global strategic partnerships with more than 20 countries now in the world. In all our dialogues at the Prime Minister level, External Affairs Minister level, Foreign Minister level or NSA level, terrorism is always on the agenda and evidence is given, Pakistan is named, and all the joint communiques issued after any of the visits or any of these meetings does have these words of combating terrorism, etc. But unfortunately, the reality is perhaps not what the documents reveal. And most of the countries don't want to get involved in any other country's fight, right, unless their own direct interest. And their only interest is that India's action against terrorists and the terrorism factories in Pakistan should not escalate to an India-Pakistan all-out war, And they also always feel that both the countries are nuclear weapon powers, so it could go out of hand. So their entire objective of their response to any Indian action against terrorism or a terrorist action against India gets diluted by their overpowering concern that India and Pakistan should just sort it out bilaterally and by talks and not take any kinetic action. But that is not going to be effective. It has not been effective. India has been trying for 2 decades. Even after 26 November 2008, India tried its level best. But see, that policy has been ineffective. So the new Lakshman Rekha, new red lines, which have been drawn very clearly, openly with the international community and with Pakistan, is the new normal. And India will follow that. And the world should take note and advise Pakistan not to go on that path of confronting India and trying to bleed India by 1,000 cuts, because India will not take it anymore.
Absolutely. It marks the beginning of a more assertive, long-term diplomatic strategy against terrorism. In that regard, Ambassador, let's wind up the conversation by understanding from you what kind of diplomatic groundwork will precede these missions. What kind of messaging is India now looking to convey to the international community through these delegations? Sharp, concise, and to the point, so that the world knows where India stands against terrorism.
Normally, there would be a sharp and concise, as you say, audiovisual presentation tracing the trajectory of Pakistan's involvement in global terrorism, not only against terrorism in India, but against the United States. In UK, there have been so many instances in the past where the roots of the terrorists, their training, etc., go back to Pakistan. So all of that will be placed, and of course, the 26th November 2008 and whatever intercepts, etc., are there now of this 22nd April terrorist attack in Pahalgam. And then what India has been trying to do and how the friendly countries can help. And they can help in two ways, that those who are members of the UN Security Council, whether permanent or non-permanent, should ask searching questions from Pakistan and based on our information provided by us, so that they are on the defensive, and they should also ask searching questions. And there should also be a punitive element. Recently, IMF gave them a $2 billion loan tranche, and it is now understood that some cautionary statements have been given to Pakistan that they should not be diverted to financing of terrorism, etc. But IMF, World Bank and other agencies need to do more and make any future grant to Pakistan conditional on their good behavior in not only controlling terrorism factories in Pakistan, because there are proclaimed offenders, proclaimed terrorists who are listed in the sanctions list of the UN Security Council. They are living happily in Pakistan. So Pakistan must show what action it has taken. So Pakistan must be held accountable by the international community. That will be our line of thought and persuasion while talking to different countries.
Absolutely. Let's all hope that this proactive, persuasive, coalition-building diplomatic posture by India is going to yield the positive results. And we are able to shape international narrative on cross-border terrorism, tell the world our side of the story, and garner international support in our fight against terrorism. Ambassador, thank you very much for your time and for sharing those insights with our listeners. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor and India's multi-pronged diplomatic outreach. The participants were Skand Ranjan Dayal, former ambassador, and Tina Jha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.